Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While the politicians are wrangling in Washington, D.C. about how much to spend on the so-called infrastructure bills, there has been virtually no coverage on the real reason politicians want to get something enacted. The financial impact of the spending and tax increases will hurt the U.S. economy, as confirmed by Christina Romer, the first chair of the Council of Economic Advisers during the Obama-Biden administration. A research paper she co-authored with her husband concluded that outright tax increases have the effect of lowering gross domestic product by over two times to as much as triple the amount of the new taxes imposed. As horrible as that result would be if these bills become law, it's the people control aspects of these bills that will really harm Americans. Think back to the federal government's early reactions last year to the onset of the pandemic. Among the earliest reactions was to suspend or eliminate dozens of federal regulations to encourage the private sector to take actions that could reduce the impact of the disease. These cuts in government regulations resulted in several positive developments, in particular the expedited development of vaccines. Unfortunately, the people control provisions in the current so-called infrastructure bills, now in Congress, would impose greater servitude on Americans. The one many people have heard about is the regulation that would require almost all financial institutions to report to the U.S. government all customer transactions, possibly even for accounts that have only $600 of transactions over a year's time. This change would significantly affect lower-income people, those earning less than $400,000, as a significant percentage of transactions in excess of $10,000 made by higher-income people are already reported to the federal government. Do you really want the federal government to know about your housing, the vehicles you drive, where you shop, whether you attend church, which schools your children attend, what you do for recreation, and which charities and political candidates and organizations you support? During the Obama, Biden, and previous administrations, this knowledge about people's personal finances were used to control citizens' lives and punish political opponents. Is this the country you want to live in? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.